Hello, friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is entitled Host Planet Earth. Host Planet Earth. You see, friends, there are three types of animals on this planet. Prey, predator, and parasite. Most people fall into the prey category because they are chewed up, eaten, and spit out by the conspiracy, usually after about 30 or 40 years of loyal service. They are the factory workers, the bureaucrats, the blue-collar, white-collar, and pink-collar criminals that clock in every morning at 8 and clock out every evening at 5. The typical Joe Sixpack. The rest of his life is spent commuting in smog, vegetating in front of Big Brother's telescreen, drinking Sama beer and replicating with the wife or spilling his seed with the secretary. Then it's time to enter deep sleep for a few hours before repeating the process again. Not a very exciting life, but one step up from a mule's existence. After all, unlike farm cattle, the humans are not utilized for food. Or so they tell us. Of course, there's really no way to be sure now, is there? Pork, people, what's the difference? It all tastes the same in sausage. It's true that the skin and bones of a person are preserved through embalming, but that's not the most edible part anyway now, is it? Do you ever see pig bone or pig skin on sale at your local butcher's? Of course not. They do sell pig's feet, but then again, when was the last time you attended a funeral and saw the corpse's bare feet exposed? And here's another piece of trivia. Did you know cannibals call foreigners long pig? Chew on that one for a while. Then there's the predator. It comes in all shapes and sizes. Sometimes it's the president of the company. Sometimes it's the owner. Sometimes it's a so-called silent partner. Whoever it is, they usually make lots of money and consume lots of prey. Now, nature tells us that there's usually only one predator for every 100 prey. That sounds about right. Because a lot of the bosses are also prey. They may act like predators, but they're just desperate trying to keep their jobs like the rest of you. So don't be fooled by perspective. Remember, to an insect, the web is what caught it. And the web is what the insect fights so desperately to escape. But the real enemy is the spider, because the spider spun the web. And it's the spider, not the web, that carries the poison. If you're going to fight the power, then fight the right power, not the power structure. A lot of folks make the mistake of blaming the traffic cop for the speeding ticket, or the gas attendant for the high cost of fuel. But like the web, they're just excrement squeezed out by the spider and arranged in a way to catch you and render you helpless. Struggling with the web only tires you out, so you're too weak to fight the real culprit. The web is the system, and you can't beat the system by joining it. You already lost when you bought their license, bought their car, and bought into their conspiracy in the first place. Why did you do it? Because it was the only system you saw. But did you look anywhere else? Why didn't you join the revolution, friends? Because you're too scared. That's why. And good thing, too. Because they don't even know who they're rebelling against. What do the revolutions say anyway? Bomb buildings? Commit acts of terrorism? Kill innocent bystanders? If all the insects were to revolt against the spiders, destroying the webs would hardly destroy the spiders. The spiders would escape away and live to spend another day. Predators often blend in with their natural surroundings. To locate them requires superior vision. To destroy them, superior courage. Neither are virtues commonly found in prey. Spiders live in the center of the web, or if they're really big, they hide off at the side where they can see you, but you can't see them until it's too late. Don't be surprised if you're surprised at who, what, and where the predator is. It's not usually the head man, but rather the puppeteer pulling the threads to the head man. Sometimes it's not a man at all, but a woman, and they can be worse. Remember the Black Widow? But finding them is the first part. Fighting them is the final part. Don't expect it to be easy. If you like easy, live by their rules. They have to be easy. Otherwise, the moron majority couldn't abide by them, right? But it takes more if you want to beat them at their own game. Do you really want that challenge, friends? Do you really want to fight like a man and revenge like a woman? Then, my dear friends, you're going to have to go it alone. You're going to have to become the part of that third class of life forms, the group that works completely independent of one another, the group that never works as a group, but lives like a loner, watching and waiting for the opportunity to suck the blood of those that spill the blood of others. I'm speaking of the parasites, of course. Yes, the parasites. They blend in with their surroundings too, disguised in a variety of different ways. Sterno bums on the benches, hippies in the park, unemployed walking the streets, and of course, the subgenies that work for free because they refuse to work at all. Oh yes, we may go by many names. We've been called many things. Most of the labors were intended to be insults, but we took them as compliments. After all, we're parasites, and we'd like to get under your skin. Gadfly of the conspiracy, the leech that sucks the system dry, the tick that abandons their talk, mocking their clock of the boat that we rock. We live a life of leisure, seeking our own schedule, hanging around for the first convenient meal, just like the predators. Sure, we live off our prey also, but we don't kill them like the predators do. That would be counterproductive. We only take our fair share. We nibble a little here, we drink a little there. Then when it's time to move on and find some more pussy or dog or whatever you're eating, we do so. Granted, we bite the hand that feeds us, but we don't bite it off, and you can't be more even-handed than that. What's more, we distribute the wealth. We take some from you, but we take some from them too. Your predators become our prey. You scratch his back, we'll scratch yours, because we'll bite him harder. We love to live off the predators. They're more rare, so they're considered delicacies. And isn't it worth that little bit of irritation knowing all the discomfort we give your enemies, the conspiracy? After all, they would be the only exploiters of this planet if it weren't for us. Their life would be carefree if it weren't for us. They would be in control of everyone and everything if it weren't for us. We're providing such a valuable service. We're giving your head man a headache. Little wonder the wealthy cross over to the other side of the street when they see us. Little wonder they who have so much provide us so little. Little wonder that the ones that have never worked a day in their life are the first ones to tell us to get a job. They hate us. They despise us with every fiber of their existence, and for good reason, because we play the same joke on them that they play on you, and they can dish it out, but when they're the dish, they can't take it. Oh, yes, it's easy for them to live off the fat of the land, treating the populace like insects, sucking them dry until they wither up and die. They tell their victims, relax. Don't fight. You'll be happier in the afterlife. Yet these same killers kick and scream if you ask them to share just one little drop of their own blood. Would that they had a choice. Unfortunately for them, we're here to stay. In fact, the more they increase, the more we increase. It's a vicious cycle, and we're in the middle while everyone else is running around in circles around us, getting dizzier by the day. There's no way they can exterminate us, not without exterminating you, and that would exterminate them too. So either way, we win. Now I know there are those of you out there that are saying, okay, you convinced me, I want to join the club. But it's my sad duty to inform you that you cannot join. For we are not a club. We're not even an organization. In fact, we're a disorganization, a confederation of chaos out to confound the system. We're a common cause against the conspiracy, to be sure, but a common will? Never! The best way to join is to unjoin and break away from everyone else, including us! Succeed from the evil empire. Become an independent. We don't want to tell you what to do. Nobody should do that but yourself. And if someone asks you what you do for a living, then you can proudly declare, I live off the system with pride. Here endeth the word of our praise, Bob. Amen.